Thanks for your Hooters love and support during these difficult times. We'll always be here to offer a welcome escape from this crazy world with our amazing Hooters girls and fun-loving atmosphere. We know it can be tough to get out with friends and family these days, but don't worry, we've got you covered. It's fall, the game's on, and there's nothing better than Hooters to go to pull it all together for a great time. Hooters, our place or yours, we'll make it fun. Visit originalhooters.com.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Season 5, Episode 42. We are in the midst of your fantasy playoffs. You should be down to the final four this week. Congratulations if you made it this far. The last four seasons of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast have been presented by Hooters. I am a resident of the Tampa Bay area and the original Hooters brand of this restaurant. Has 11 locations in the greater Tampa Bay area, all of which I have visited at one time in my life or another. Tony Metzler is the manager of the John's Pass location. I grew up over on the Gulf beaches, very familiar with John's Pass. Tony has been wonderful to me as a podcast league player in the past and also as a great liaison for me with Hooters, and I look forward to seeing Tony at some point in the future. Tony's league went on hiatus this past year because Hooters didn't want us packing their restaurants with fantasy drafts, understandably so. So we abided by their rules. We just maintained the one podcast league, and we look forward to having Tony back and being back in Hooters for drafts in 2021. So thanks also to Bill Curry Ford and general manager and podcast league player Sean Sullivan for saving the one Todd Wright Tour Fantasy League by hosting that draft on the showroom floor after business had closed on a Sunday at Bill Curry Ford and offering the $1,000 Happy Gilmore-sized check to the winner of this year's Fantasy League. Sean, we'll keep this going, and you can keep hosting this league and playing in it and putting up $1,000 of your own money from Bill Curry Ford as long as you wish. Thank you, Sean. We are, as I've said in previous podcasts, down to the final four in the podcast league. It is Rob Wright, no relation, a former podcast league champion. It is Mike Lentz, longtime Todd Wright Tour supporter and general manager of the Papa John's of Tampa Bay store on West Waters, and ABC Action News chief meteorologist in Tampa Bay, the wonderful Dennis Phillips, and myself. So those are the final four this week. Rob Wright not being able to plug Christian McCaffrey into his lineup this week, but he did pick up Jeff Wilson on waivers pending Raheem Mostert status. That might be a difference maker for him in the Wright versus Wright semifinal matchup this week. I had put in a claim for him as well. But one of the things, by the way, and you know I'm big on, as Gil Alexander on VSiN says, ruling my leagues with an iron fist. One thing I did very subtly this year, because I felt it was more fair, was starting with the playoffs, I flipped the waiver priority order. I didn't feel it was fair that lower seeded teams in the playoffs were able to claim a player on waivers before a team that had performed better in the regular season. We're in the playoffs now. So for the first time in any of my leagues, once we got to week 14 and for all remaining weeks, the waiver order is inverted. So if you were the top team in the regular season and the top seed in the playoffs, you pick first on waivers. And if you were the last team to get into the playoffs, you pick last on waivers. So that's why Robert got Jeff Wilson of the Niners, and I didn't. I probably wouldn't have played Jeff Wilson, but I would have rather had him sitting on my bench rather than being a likely starter for Rob in place of Christian McCaffrey. But something to consider. I'll talk about it more next season. I don't want you to do it here on the fly, but think about it. The best teams in your league should have some benefits, and I think it's an easy one because you can go in your league settings any week and change the waiver order priority list for at least the opening of waivers. And I think doing that, look, I understand and agree, during the regular season, it makes sense to let the inferior teams struggling have first pick. But once we're in the playoffs, it makes sense to me as a bonus perk for you doing well in the regular season, since we cannot simulate home field advantages in fantasy football, the higher seeded teams get the better waiver priority in the playoffs. This is the first year I've done that. I may lose in the podcast league semifinals because of it, but I believe in it. And I believe Rob Wright earned this perk by having the best regular season where I didn't, as the seven seed in our eight seed playoffs. I'm just happy to be in the semifinals with some of the things that didn't work out on my team this year. So consider that for next year. We'll talk about it another time. But it is one thing that I hadn't talked about yet here on the podcast that I have done, is invert the waiver priority for the opening of waivers to benefit the best teams because they earned it. Plain and simple. All right, the one thing I want to do, okay, let me remind you of the email address. Send your emails anytime between now and Saturday. Once we get to Sunday, I don't have time to respond. And we've got games on Saturday this week. I can respond on Saturday. I can. So we've got game Thursday night, two games Saturday, then a full Sunday slate, then Monday. Hopefully no games postponed by COVID-19. At the time of our taping of this podcast, there are none. But remember, two Saturday games this week. Email ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Week 15 keywords, semis or semifinals. Put that in the subject line or the early in the base of your email. It tells me you listen to the podcast. And I will take care of you with a second opinion on whatever you need to know going into or in the midst of week 15. All I'm going to do in this podcast is run through some of the bigger Las Vegas totals because many use the higher totals to translate to games with more fantasy points. So let me run down some of the bigger numbers on the Vegas board, and I'll just throw out a couple of thoughts related to that particular game. The Saturday slate, let's go right to those games. That's a Thursday game, I'm sorry. Actually, Chargers and Vegas does have a high total, although it's down a bit. It opened at 55 and has gone down, but that's a high total. I am a Josh Jacobs owner. I was happy with what I got. It wasn't great last week, but he played, even though he trolled his followers on Instagram saying he wasn't going to play. Thanks for the emojis, Josh. But it was something in a tough matchup. He didn't get in the end zone, but he's had some multi-touchdown games, so I'd rather just have the volume and the yardage, better than not having the volume and the yardage at all. From a Chargers standpoint, they've been really bad, recently. I didn't watch much of them last week, but this team has been trending in the wrong direction as it relates to what to expect for next year. I would expect a new head coach. I think a Jim Harbaugh might be in the mix there to get the family back to California, unless Harbaugh wants to go to the Bears, whom he once played for. Remember, he also used to coach college football in San Diego. I don't think you're benching Keenan Allen. You know, that's the best fantasy player on the Chargers. And I am playing Jacobs for Vegas, who is the best fantasy player for Vegas. And if you are in an outdated mandatory tight end league, after you were blessed with the 30-plus point game from Darren Waller in Week 13, don't be spoiled by his performance in Week 14. Waller might be a very nice tight end play in this high-total game on Thursday night. On to Saturday, the higher of the two totals. There is Carolina in Green Bay, opened at 51. It has gone up half point to a point. Aaron Rodgers has been great for me in recent weeks, even got me a rushing touchdown, which I don't expect, but Rodgers can do that. If the defense drops off so much in the red zone and there's no one on one side of the field, Rodgers will get to the corner and he will score. And that's what he did last week to give one rushing touchdown to go along with, I believe, three passing touchdowns. You play the hits in this game. I know some people feel they haven't been getting the production out of Aaron Jones that they were spoiled by earlier in the season. But you keep playing him. You do. You drafted him for games like this. For the fantasy playoffs. So it's Jones, it's definitely Devontae Adams, and it's Aaron Rodgers. From a Carolina standpoint, no word yet on if DJ Moore will be back. Keep checking status on that. I did play, did I play Curtis Samuel last week? I don't think I did. He's going to touch the ball in some rushing situations, and with no McCaffrey, Mike Davis should have good volume. But Samuel should still get some creative touches and might get you a touchdown in that particular game. But keep checking status on DJ Moore. Robbie Anderson is – he's fallen off since the start of the season, but I still think he's in the mix for you as a wide receiver 2/3 or a flex play. Houston Indy has a high total, opened at 52, went down a tick to 51. I haven't been playing Deshaun Watson in recent weeks because I have Aaron Rodgers, and just the matchups and all the injuries or the PED suspension of Will Fuller seem to have hurt Deshaun Watson. He didn't have a great game last week. He's a terrific quarterback, but at some point, you know, what else do you have? He might be getting a wide receiver back this week. There's not a lot to like about what Houston has going. Obviously. You know, if Deshaun Watson has gotten you this far, you don't love that he's against the Colts in this matchup, but you're going to ride him as best you can. I have the option of playing Watson or Rodgers, and I'm going to play Rodgers again this week. From Indy's standpoint, the resurrection of T.Y. Hilton continues to be unexpected and enormous for those that stuck with T.Y. Hilton or got to claim him on waivers in recent weeks. Two quick touchdowns early last week against Las Vegas. And I said many weeks ago, even when Jonathan Taylor gave you that uh-oh, and we went through the claiming of Wilkins, claiming of Hines, Hines getting in the end zone, Wilkins getting volume. Taylor had a great game last week. I said at the time he went down, I said, we haven't heard the last of this guy. So Taylor, to me, is a must play if you own him in a season-long league. Another high total. Let's go Tampa Bay, Atlanta. Although this is ticked down from 51.5 to just over to 50.5. Atlanta hemorrhages passing yards. So Tom Brady is a stronger play this week than he was last week. He's still a back-end QB1, but Brady should be able to produce yardage and fantasy points. That means good things for Mike Evans and for Chris Godwin, or if you need to thrust Antonio Brown into the mix as your third wide receiver or a flex. Gronk caught one pass last week. It was for a touchdown. We've talked about the red zone with the Buccaneers and how if they throw it, it's Evans or Gronk. If they run it, it's Ronald Jones. Leonard Fournette was a healthy scratch last week. Not a great spot for Ronald Jones, but I just don't think you bench Ronald Jones. Actually, I'm sorry. He just had a pin inserted into his finger. So you need to keep checking status on that. I'm glad I remembered that. You would assume Fournette and McCoy split the time. Neither are particularly strong play. I see the Bucs doing most of their damage through the air. And you could say, well, McCoy is going to catch balls out of the backfield. I was never sold this year on LeSean McCoy. On a Super Bowl champion team quarterbacked by Patrick Mahomes last year, in the entire playoffs, McCoy took one snap. One snap. And this is a year later for an older running back. From the Atlanta standpoint, Ridley has touchdowns in two of his last three games. Russell Gage has been okay. But that's about all that excites me from the Atlanta side if Julio Jones does not play. Let me find another 50-plus total. Kansas City and New Orleans is a total of 51 on the Vegas board that has gone up to 51.5, 52 some places. Yes to Patrick Mahomes. Tyreek Hill, I know owners of Tyreek Hill were worried when he grasped the back of his leg going into the end zone late in the game last week, but apparently it's not a hamstring pull, and everything we've heard is good for Tyreek Hill. Travis Kelce continues to be the truly only elite tight end play with no George Kittle this season, for the most part, for the San Francisco 49ers. Clyde Edwards-Helaire is getting the volume again, but he's dropped off significantly as the season has gone on. And I like Clyde Edwards-Helaire as a back. I did trade him away in my fire sale in my foundation league earlier this year because I didn't think he was getting the tough yards in the red zone. For the Chiefs, he should be a factor in their playoffs. I don't know how much of a factor he is in your fantasy playoffs. I think you can think twice about a substitute for Edwards-Helaire, as you probably have the last couple of weeks. From the New Orleans standpoint, looks like it's going to be Taysom Hill another week. He's been fantasy friendly because he gets you rushing yards and rushing touchdowns, and he hasn't been bad throwing the ball from a passing yard and passing touchdown standpoint, even in his first loss. An amazing first loss for the Saints without Drew Brees the last 2 years, 8-1 in games without Drew Brees. But it looks like it'll be Taysom Hill. Kamara still starts for you. Michael Thomas still starts for you. Emmanuel Sanders, you can make an argument, might be a nice plug and play if he's available on waivers or sitting deep on your bench as a flex option. Is there one more big total? No, those are the biggest totals for the week, because certainly the Monday night game between Pittsburgh and Cincinnati actually has one of the lower totals. So we'll leave it there for this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Keep checking status on various players. Mostert, I know you're hopeful on Antonio Gibson if you own him after the turf toe injury in week 13. Matthew Stafford may not play for the Lions. That won't be good for Lions wide receivers, the Lions offense in general against Tennessee. And if the game flow goes as expected, it certainly opens the door for another huge game for Derrick Henry, as he did in week 14, as the Titans are built. But we'll be back with at least one more podcast this week for week 15. Remember, the email is toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com, keyword semis or semifinals. Subject line or early in the base of your email lets me know you're a podcast listener, and I will respond personally to your email and give you a second opinion on whatever you're asking me. All right. Thanks to Hooters. Thanks to Bill Curry Ford. Thanks to you for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Good luck this weekend in your playoffs.